You said that you've been trained to recognize triggers. What are some of those things that you're seeing specifically?
Whenever you hear people, and especially people who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own, and because they lost their jobs, now sometimes they're referred to as deadbeats. You often hear them referred to as being playing the system, gaming the system. Just because these people lost their jobs doesn't mean that they also have to lose their dignity.
You've also said that reforming this country's immigration policies will help to solve some of the elements of the unemployment problem. How so?
25 or 30 years ago, whenever the immigrants first started coming to work our fields, and shortly thereafter that they began to work some of our construction jobs, and it was common knowledge that a lot of these people, they were here illegally. And we ignored it because we were using them to make a profit. And now that things have changed, suddenly we want to box everybody up and send them back. There are too many young students that were born here, that were raised here, and for all practical purposes, they are American citizens. They don't know what life is like in another country. This is their country. This is the only place that they know is home. I would never want to start deporting people and making orphans of that many children.
You raise the issue of boosting the minimum wage. Opponents of raising the minimum wage argue it'll raise costs for businesses and wind up as essentially a job-killing endeavor. Do you agree with that?
That it all depends on when. If we were talking about doing it now, we still don't know exactly what the impact of the Affordable Care Act will be on businesses. So I would be more cautious about implementing it right behind this Affordable Care Act.
What, if anything, do we need to do to adjust it, repeal it, change it, keep it?
Let's talk about repealing and what would happen if you did that. Over 6 million people have already enrolled. I don't have the latest number on just how much money that the government has already invested in the Affordable Care Act. So if you look at it from an investment standpoint, why would you just say, well, all the money that we've invested, that we're just going to throw it away? Because that is actually what you were talking about doing. But the bottom line is, whenever you say that I will repeal it, then you need something to replace it with also. Because what you are actually saying is to some people that I don't want the government telling me what to do, and I care so much about having that right that it may cost you your health, that it may actually cost you your life, but at least I get to keep my right. We can't live in a country where we just think about me all the time. We live here together, and we have to show compassion for each other.
Walter Martin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.